For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
People say, the reason people are living longer today is because they're not dying sooner.
That's not the late South Carolina Senator Strom Thurmond, but it's the interpretation of Thurmond through the voice of humorist and inspirational speaker Glenn Ward of Columbia. Ward said he developed his ability to mimic others at a young age.
I began watching people carefully and studying their little idiosyncrasies and the little things they did and said, and watched them carefully and began imitating them. And I began doing this and got laughs. And it's something that's just stayed with me all along the way.
Ward always comes to a presentation well-prepared, but he works harder to get his message across outside the South.
I don't worry so much if I'm going to Alabama or North Carolina to speak. If I'm going to Minnesota, I probably put a little extra homework in those events because I really want to make sure that those good folks in the Midwest really understand where I'm coming from in the context of my humor, so that the humor is conveyed and received well.
Getting across to an audience is not something Ward should worry about, according to Jerry Pate, former director of the State Telecommunications Association. Pate hired Ward several times to speak to his group and was impressed every time.
He has the ability to connect to something within that group of people. And the best way to do that is to talk about everyday living and everyday things, and to be able to point it out in a way that is humorous to get us to laugh at, oh yeah, I know what he's talking about.
Ward also sings and covers artists as diverse as Louis Armstrong and Aaron Neville.
I wanted to get out and see if I was dragging a limb under my truck or something.
Ward keeps his presentations family-friendly and has a rule that prevents him from offending anyone with his humor.
Whatever I'm going to do or say, pretend that the person I'm impersonating is sitting on the front row. If you go by that rule, you will never cross that line and do anything that would offend him or her or a family member.
One of Ward's most requested voices is that of Thurmond. He said he has gotten a lot of mileage from the late senator's distinctive way of speaking.
But what I'm here today to announce to the public is my third wife was born yesterday morning at the Baptist Hospital, and I'm planning on coming home and getting married again and serving as your governor for two terms and having some more children.
To which Ward imagines Thurmond's fellow Senator Fritz Hollings might respond,
well, I've heard him say all kind of things over the years, and this yeah and that there and all this yeah, rat-a-tat-tat and the cat and the hat and the mouse and the house and all this young fiddle-faddle, the economy about to blow up on everybody, and too much consuming going on, the debt ceiling here and there, and all this young thing going on, and him talking about getting married again. I don't know about all that stuff.
Ward ends his talks with an inspirational message. One, called The Reason Why, was especially meaningful to Pate.
Everybody needs a why. Why am I here? What am I doing today? I think Glenn Ward's why is, he's there to help other people.
I want them to laugh up front and hear my humorous stories and all of that. But when it comes to the conclusion, I want to leave something with them, not in a PowerPoint, not in a handout, but just from my heart to theirs.
Ward said when someone who is expecting to be bored by his speech is so pleasantly surprised that he comes to him afterward to express his appreciation, that is his biggest reward. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.